Congratulations to Paul Swan, host of The Drive, for capturing the prestigious 2024 West Virginia Broadcasters Association Excellence in Broadcasting Award for Best Talk Show. Tune in to Paul during your drive home weekdays at 5:06 p.m. on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. This is The Drive with Paul Swan on ESPN 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Welcome back to our Friday edition of The Drive on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. Coming up on Sunday, starting at 7 o'clock, there will be a watch party for your champions, the Marshall women's basketball team. As Selection Sunday coming up, autograph session at 7, the watch party at 8 o'clock. We'll find out the opponent for the Thundering Herd. And my next guest is going to be on that squad and watching along with the rest of us, trying to figure out who the opponent's going to be. Abby Beeman's joining us on the program. And first of all, we can list all your accolades. We can talk about how great this whole week has been for you. But I need to talk about the big thing that just got announced today. You're going to be throwing out the first pitch tomorrow at the softball field.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. It's going to be, hopefully it'll be a good pitch. I want to represent myself and my team well, but we'll see.
Is that the first time you've done something like that? Did you play softball?
I did play softball when I was younger, and my sister played softball in college, but we weren't pitchers, so I'd like to think I have a good, softball gene in me, but I don't know how the pitch will go.
So first pitch is at 2:55. There's also going to be a team autograph session at 2:15 to give everyone the heads up, but you're going out there cold. You're going to warm up a little bit. Have you been practicing? Are you getting ready for this?
No, I definitely got to get a few warm-ups in just to get some confidence, make sure I'm good to go. I don't want to go out there and roll one to the backstop. So I'm definitely going to get me a warm-up in, but I haven't practiced too much quite yet.
Okay. And if you look real good out there, do you think you might want to play for Coach Zirkel, maybe just, after basketball?
Hey, I think they have a few good pitchers out there. I don't think they need me.
You never know. You could come in relief. You can just be a relief pitcher. Just, come out, throw an inning, you're good.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if she wants me to try it, I'm always here.
All right, you heard it here first. Abby Beeman joining the Marshall softball team. Abby Beeman is with us. And let's go back to the championship game. The thing that I noticed most about you was you were even more intense on the bench after your fifth foul. And all this week we've been talking with your teammates, and they said that you were the best teammate, you were the best coach, you were the best cheerleader. How hard was that just to channel all of that energy into trying to get this team that victory while you couldn't actually be on the court just orchestrating anything?
Yeah, very, very hard to put into words, being able to sit there and not physically help the team out. So I kind of had a moment there on the bench after I fouled out where I kind of had my head down for a second. But then, I realized I got to do whatever I can, whether I'm on the court or not, to help, hopefully help these girls get a win. But, I've said it before, I'll say it again. They're the ones who went out there and made the plays. It wasn't me. I was just trying to, be a big cheerleader for them on the sidelines. So I give them all the credit. I was just, trying to do whatever I can from the side to help them, put them in good positions and help them win the game. But they're the ones who made the play, so I give them all the credit.
Talk about this journey for you. You've had an interesting perspective on this. You've seen Marshall do well, but not this well. And then you have a coaching change, and then after the first few games, maybe this isn't working out, maybe it's going to take a lot longer, and then it clicks, and then you go on this tremendous run. Just for you personally, what has this journey been like getting from where you were to where you're at now?
Yeah, it's been really special. I feel like you have more gratitude and more appreciation for it, especially if you're on the team last season. Not that we were a bad team by any means, but we didn't have the success that we're having this year. So I think I just appreciate it more, being on a really good team like this. And then also having the start we had, I don't think anyone would have predicted that we would have the accomplishments and the accolades that we've gotten this year, just based on, I think we started maybe like 2-4 or something like that. So it's kind of crazy to look back on that kind of start, but I honestly think without that start, we would not be in the position that we are now. So I'm grateful for how it's played out, and definitely we've learned a lot along the way, and then it's paid off in the end. And it's so special to just be with this team, with this coaching staff, and just be able to experience all the highs and lows with them. It's been, like I said, quite the journey, but I'm just grateful for all the moments we've had. And we're playing this late in March. I don't think that's something I've ever done. So very appreciative of it and thankful, and I don't take it for granted.
And also it's validating. You made the decision. I'm staying at Marshall. I'm going to continue here at Marshall. With the transfer portal, it's open now. A lot of players might have just taken the portal and said, thank you, but I'm going to go elsewhere. For you and the majority of your teammates, this was the only place you wanted to play.
Yeah, I think that speaks a lot to, you know, the people at Marshall and the players that we have on our team. We just really like the school, not just basketball. When you choose a school, you're choosing more than just the basketball program. So I think that speaks a lot to Marshall and who they are and the people in this town and what they do for us as athletes and as people. So we all, you know, wanted to stay here and help. You know, our goal was to help bring a championship, and we were able to do that pretty quickly. So without these pieces in place, I don't know we would have done that. And just, I mean, shout out to Coach Cam for getting us all, you know, to buy in and really, you know, play for her style. But I think it just speaks to Marshall and the people here, because we easily all could have, you know, picked a different school or chose, you know, a coach that we wanted to choose. Instead, you know, we waited it out and trusted that, you know, Christian would pick the right coach and the right person for us, and it worked out tremendously.
I'm with Abby Beeman. She's going to be with us on Sunday at the Memorial Student Center. There will be a autograph signing. There's going to be a watch party, as we'll find out the opponent. How hard is the anticipation? How hard is it just waiting to find out the opponent?
I wouldn't even say it's too hard. I feel like it's actually, you know, kind of nice and relaxing. I don't know about relaxing, but it is nice to kind of have a few days to just not have to prepare for a certain team. Instead, just kind of, you know, trying to fill in all the blanks on your own. And just, you know, for instance, in practice, we've been able to just work on ourselves, not really having to focus on, you know, a different team quite yet. So that part of it is kind of fun to me, but it's also kind of fun, you know, that anxiousness and trying to guess who you might play and might not. But I think we'll all be ready to know our opponent by the time Sunday comes.
Now, a lot of bracketology has got you going against a few different opponents. Yeah, I know you will take any opponent they throw at you, but it would be nice if you could at least play closer to home, have it in a bracket where fans can come out and support you. And going to the tournament is really a special opportunity for you and a lot of players. What has Coach Caldwell said to you and the team about what's next? She's experienced going to the postseason, the tournament, a lot more than you have. What has been her message? How is she preparing you for that next step?
Yeah, so her message to us, I think first and foremost, she wanted to tell us, you know, how great of a job we've done so far up to this point, but it's also not over yet. And we still, you know, we have a goal of winning at least one game in the NCAA tournament, and, you know, who knows? So we're a bunch of competitors, and herself included. I don't think, you know, any of us are just happy to be there. We are happy to be there, but that's not the goal, of course. So I think just she wants us to keep getting better. She's definitely told us that every day. We need to be better because the teams are going to play. You know, whoever we play is going to be a great team and a really tough opponent. So we have to continue to get better as a team and as individuals, and so that when the time comes to play someone really good, we have a chance to, you know, hopefully put ourselves in the game.
And that mindset helped you win the conference tournament. Coach mentioned you specifically. Hey, we got to eliminate distractions. So it's just more of the same now for you when you get to the NCAA tournament. You're glad to be there, but you're not there to just be there.
Yeah, certainly. I think there's a time and a place to soak it all in and kind of, you know, be grateful and thankful for the opportunity, which we are. But then there's also a time to kind of lock in and do what you need to do on the court. So there's a little bit of both of that. Certainly don't get distracted, but definitely, you know, take it all in. And because this is something not everyone gets to experience, especially, you know, coming from a mid-major team. The journey to get to the NCAA tournament is a bit harder than teams who get at-large bids. So there's a time and a place to, for all of it, but I think there's a little bit of both. You know, don't take it for granted, enjoy the moment, but also, you know, let's not forget that, you know, we came here to win some games.
Abby Beeman is with us coming up on Sunday, the NCAA watch party, to find out the opponent for the Thundering Herd. Of course, Abby will be at softball tomorrow throwing out the first pitch. You know, after the selection show, all of this stuff has got to end, right? You're clamping down as a team. No more of this until the tournament, right? Is that basically coaches, you know, enjoy it now, enjoy all of this, enjoy the watch party, but after the opponent's named, are you guys going right back over to the gym to practice? How regimented is coach going to have you?
Hey, that's a good question. I'm not really sure about that one, but I do know we have practice before on Sunday. So I think we'll get the night to kind of just enjoy it and take it in and enjoy the moment and see who we're going to get to play. But, you know, after that, I would assume we would kind of, you know, lock in on our opponent and our scout and all those good things. But, yeah, we'll see what the week brings. Definitely going to be, you know, a busy one next week and an important one.
How intense has the practice has been? Because the last time you had this lull in the schedule, coach said that you went harder. Has she done that again? Is that where you're at now?
Yeah, I would say 100%. We've definitely done a good bit of running these past 2 days, a lot of individual work trying to get, you know, ourselves better. But, yeah, a lot of running, a lot of up and down the past 2 days. So I think she's definitely trying to, you know, kind of just set the tone for the upcoming week and what's to come.
All right, let me in on a secret. You know, coach always talks about she's not happy. Even though you could win by 20 points, she's not happy. She's going to find something. What was that film breakdown like? Was she happy at any point when she was breaking it down, even though you won the game, you won the championship?
Yeah, so actually we have not broke that film down yet, but I will say this about her. She tends to be less happy after wins, and then after some of the losses we've experienced, I feel like she's more even keeled and all that stuff. But yeah, she definitely holds us to a high standard, but that's certainly a reason that, you know, we've come this far and have had this much success because of the standard that she holds.
Now, she gave you a couple of days off, which in itself is a rarity with her, but has she taken some time? You know, what you think, is she still locked up in the office right now doing scouts on every possible opponent? You know, what's she doing right now?
So that's a good question. We did get 2 days off. I'm not sure what she did with those 2 days, but, and I would assume, I think I've heard her say it before, she doesn't scout an opponent that she doesn't know we're going to play yet. So I don't know that she's done too much scouting. I'm sure she's kind of seen where we're predicted to play and stuff, but something tells me that she hasn't broken it down, but she's more focused on us and getting us better.
Yeah, it's an amazing story so far for you and for the team, and you get to soak it all in, and then you get to go to the NCAA tournament. That in itself, a lot of people can go entire career and never get to do that. So you're there. So congratulations. You got there. You're going to be able to have that for the rest of your life.
Hey, yeah, I appreciate that. It's not lost on me that it's a special experience and something that people don't get to experience often. So I appreciate that.
Okay, now we can talk about the accolades real quick, because yeah, there was that one week where I was mad you didn't get player of the week, but I think we've rectified all of those situations now with player of the year, you know, all tournament team, you know, most outstanding player. How do you feel about all of these accolades? You know, place that in importance for you.
Yeah, obviously, like you said, I never got player of the week or anything. Really any recognition from the Sun Belt. I never, you know, got last year. I didn't get anything postseason, didn't get anything preseason this year, nothing through the season. So it's all kind of just come like a big wave for me. And while I'm very appreciative of it, but I really do think it's a credit to our team and the success we have had as a team. I don't think I get any of those awards without the team I'm on. And they're able to take, you know, pressure off me because we have so many weapons, so many people who can put the ball in the basket. So kind of opens my game up. But I would just say, you know, they're special to me for sure. But I know that none of it happens without my team. And I'm just, you know, kind of, it feels good that the Sun Belt coaches and the people in the league finally recognize me as a pretty decent player. So It's important, but like I said, and we'll continue to say, it's never going to be as important as a team.
Who had the bigger chip, you or the team, when you got slighted for Player of the Week?
I don't know. I don't try to read too much into it because it's other people's opinions, and, you know, everyone's going to have their own. So it is what it is. I might not have the name that some people have out there, so I think sometimes that comes into play.
I think people are paying attention to you, Abby. They know who you are. The opponent will have a scout on you. They know who you are, so don't worry about that. People are paying attention.
Hey, well, no, I appreciate that. Hopefully they are now, but I'm fine if they're not either.
Congratulations. We'll see you on Sunday. Good luck with your first pitch, and hopefully Coach Zirkle is, scouting you as well, because this could be your side career, relief pitcher in softball.
Well, I guess we'll see for my performance tomorrow how that one goes.
Exactly. Good luck. We'll see you Sunday.
All